A profound aspect of the problem, it seems to me, lies in the question of what to do with our new knowledge. Before we knew that specific genes caused senile dementia, cancer, or even aging, we as individuals assumed we wouldn't be afflicted with these problems, but we responded when we were. But now, or at any rate very soon, genetics can tell individuals and families that they have genes which may kill or maim them in childhood, youth, or middle age. This knowledge could radically alter our definitions of health and sickness. For example, someone who is healthy at present but has a particular genetic predisposition may come to be marked as soon to be sick. What should we do with such knowledge, and how do we handle it in a way that is most compassionate? Who should have access to such knowledge, given its social and personal implications in relation to insurance, employment, and relationships, as well as to reproduction? Does the individual who carries such a gene have a responsibility to reveal this fact to his or her potential partner in life? These are just a few of the questions raised by such genetic research. To complicate an already intricate set of problems, I gather that genetic forecasting of this kind cannot be guaranteed to be accurate. It is sometimes certain that a particular genetic disorder observed in the embryo will give rise to disease in the child or adult, but it is often a question of relative probabilities. Lifestyle, diet, and other environmental factors come into play. So while we may know that a particular embryo carries a gene for a disease, we cannot be certain that the disease will arise. People's life choices, and indeed their very self-identity, may be significantly affected by their perception of genetic risk, but those perceptions may not be correct, and the risk may not be actualized. Should we be afforded such probabilistic knowledge? In cases where one member of the family discovers a genetic disorder of this type, should all the other members who may have inherited the same gene be informed? Should this knowledge be made available to a wider community, for instance, to health insurance companies? The carriers of certain genes may be excluded from insurance and hence even from access to health care, all because there is a possibility of a particular disease manifesting itself. The issues here are not just medical, but ethical, and can affect the psychological well-being of the people concerned. When genetic disorders are detected in the embryo, as will increasingly be the case, should parents or society make the decision to curtail the life of that embryo? This question is further complicated by the fact that new methods of dealing with genetic disease and new medications are being found as swiftly as the genes carrying individual disease are identified. One can imagine a scenario in which a baby whose disease may manifest in 20 years is aborted, and a cure for the disease is found within a decade. Many people around the world, especially practitioners of the newly emerging discipline of bioethics, are grappling with the specifics of these problems. Given my lack of expertise in these fields, I have nothing concrete to offer in regard to any specific question, especially as the empirical facts are changing so rapidly. What I wish to do, however, is think through some of the key issues which I feel every informed person in the world needs to reflect upon, and to suggest some general principles that can be brought to bear in dealing with these ethical challenges. I believe that at heart, the challenge we face is really a question of what choices we make in the face of the growing options that science and technology provide us.